The Science Show on RN. And while we're thinking about digital tech for the people instead of for mischief, here's ClickSick.
In ClickSick, you'll hear how our closest relationships are tested.
He told me, I've been on the Victorian government website and the coronavirus testing is bullshit.
The wild history of how nation states exploit pandemics to serve their geopolitical interests.
And then they started basically accusing the United States of developing HIV/AIDS, the bioweapon.
And how wellness can sometimes make you sick. ClickSick.
Obviously, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a doctor. All I'm doing is sitting here and telling you my story and what I did.
Hi, I'm Ariel Bogle, the ABC's technology reporter, and this is ClickSick. A new series on science fiction where we track down the origins of the dodgy posts and videos that have spread during the pandemic. We started with your stories, what you've seen out there and sent in to us.
And that's when my father said Australian scientists have now found out that sunlight is quite effective in preventing COVID-19 infection.
And here there are people that believe, you know, getting a COVID swab means that you're having, you know, a microchip implanted into your brain.
And then we go digging to hunt down the sources.
She posted and said, like, she cured herself and that it was all, like, her healthy eating and prayer.
Understand motivations.
And he said, Mum, if it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't know anything about this thing at all.
They psychologically prefer an evil plan as the explanation of a pandemic.
The hidden magic bullet for coronavirus.
They're spreading this information because they believe it's beneficial to other people.
When you believe a conspiracy theory, you're distrustful of the official accounts. You're distrustful of mainstream institutions.
And we're investigating the harms. Our lives put on the line.
It really can lead to unintended consequences, either immediately or just this drip, 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 drip over time of people losing trust in institutions and expertise.
Why are some people taking all of their health advice from people who are really good at putting content on the internet?
In the face of an avalanche of misleading and even dangerous information, what can you do?
Now we're realizing what it's like to live in a public square that has no rules. What the WHO describes as an infodemic is very real.
Why sharing isn't always caring. Join us for ClickSick on Science Friction from ABC RN and ABC Science. Listen or subscribe to Science Friction wherever you get your podcasts and look for ClickSick.
Ariel Bogle.